Going to look at a topic that I think we're all fairly familiar with this evening, the topic of waiting, and waiting specifically on God. And this is one of the harder disciplines in life, I know for me anyways, I can say that for sure, not the most patient person at times. And we think about waiting in grocery lines or in doctor's offices and hospital waiting rooms, airports, maybe in traffic, or even at midnight, waiting for the sound of a car to come in the driveway. Some of us waiting for healing, some for jobs, some for a spouse maybe, some for clarity, some for closure, and some even for change. But all of us, whether young or old, can relate to the idea of waiting. Whether we're healthy or sick, confident or discouraged, we spend a lot of time waiting, don't we? Because God knows this, he filled his word with all kinds of reminders and assurances and promises about waiting on him. In fact, there's more than 40 passages that call us to wait, and many of them contain some of the most comforting truths in the Bible that we find. So as we look forward to the future, whether it's next year, next season, or just the next step in life, we need to remember what waiting on God really looks like and what's expected of us, and also what God promises to those of us who wait on him. So that's what I'd like to look at this evening. Four truths about waiting on the Lord and three blessings that God gives to those of us who wait on him. This first point about what it means to wait on God then I want to look at is in Psalm 33. And the first point is that waiting means trusting God steadfastly. There are 19 Hebrew words translated the word wait in the Old Testament. Each of them carry a slightly different nuance, but nearly all of them carry one essential idea, and that is the idea of trust. At its core, waiting on the Lord is an act of deep trust. It's believing that God is who he says he is, and that he will do what he says he will do, and even when we can't see that in the moment. Psalm 33 says, verses 20 to 21, "Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name." Notice the connection in this, for these verses. We wait because we trust, and we trust because we know his name. Think of some of the names of God that are mentioned. El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. And El Elyon, the Most High. All wonderful names of the Lord. So to wait on God is to put our unwavering confidence in who he is, in his name, his character, his promises. And even when the circumstances of life grow darker and discouraging things happen, as time drags on, we need to say, "Lord, you are faithful." We need to remind ourselves, "You are good, you are enough." And some of us maybe are in a season right now where we don't know what to do. We want to just panic. We don't know what to do. We want to react. But waiting says, "I trust you, even when I don't see what you're doing." Psalm 130 reminds us in verse 5, "I wait for the Lord, and in his word do I hope." So we don't wait because the situation looks promising, but because his promises cannot fail. Our waiting is rooted in what Scripture has to say, not in wishful thinking, but in the unchangeable promises of God. That's the first point about waiting. The second is that waiting means that we should expect God to act. This is not a passive idea. It's not just indifference or resignation or just despair. In fact, the most common Hebrew word for wait literally means for us to look with eager expectation. Jeremiah says in Lamentations 3:25, "The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him." So there's an aspect of that we have to do in this, and it's part of our expectation where we seek, not we lean forward, we lean into what God has to say, not leaning back in our lazy boys, just waiting lazily for God to do something. We need to be doing something. We need to be searching His Word. We need to be praying with expectation. We need to be looking for God's guidance and direction, for His hand at work in our lives, believing and trusting that He will intervene. Psalm 62, verse 5 says, "My expectation is from Him." So we don't wait tapping our feet and twiddling our thumbs. We're lifting our eyes up in active expectancy, waiting for God to do something, knowing that He is faithful. A simple illustration is like parents waiting in a hospital room for a newborn to be born, that expectation that we've all experienced, those of us who've had children, a hope and the anticipation of what's to come. Thirdly, waiting means being quiet before God. This is a tough one. Psalm 62, verse 1 says, "Truly, my soul silently waits for God." So this waiting involves quieting our complaining. Not that we would ever complain, but quieting our anxiety and our worries, quieting our attempts to manipulate and control the situation. How often do we try to do that? We try to intervene and help God. Quieting our accusations, maybe, that God is a little too slow and uncaring for our time frames. Lamentations 3:26 says, "It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." So a quiet heart means a trusting heart. Sometimes the deepest expression of our faith is simply to be still before Him. And I know that's something that we all struggle with. When prayers are delayed, we start blaming people, circumstances, even sometimes God. We wonder what's going on. But quiet waiting says, "Lord, I trust Your timing. I surrender my restlessness. I lay down my urge to control." And it becomes then a posture of worship and not frustration. Fourthly, waiting means being patient with God's timing. Psalm 37, verse 7 says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him." And patient waiting is very hard by times. It goes against every instinct in us, like we were just talking about. We feel pressure, so we want to fix the problem. We want to push forward. We want things to work out our own way. But God wants us to wait, which means surrendering our timetable and trusting what God's is. And here's a quote on that topic. It says, "Waiting is accepting that God's timing is better than my deadline." Waiting is accepting that God's timing is better than my deadline. Some of us have prayed for a long time for certain things, for whether it's healing or reconciliation, for provision, for direction. And God says, "Wait, trust me. Be still. I'm working it out, even though you can't see it." So to wait on God is to say, "Lord, Your timing is better than mine. Your wisdom is deeper than mine. Your love is stronger than mine. And Your vision is greater than mine." Waiting is not an easy thing, but it is a holy thing for us to do. And so as we think about those truths about waiting, think about some of the blessings that we have in waiting on God. God never commands us to do something without promising a blessing in it. Waiting, although is difficult, Scripture does show us that it's full of goodness and blessing, and there's beautiful promises to those of us who wait. The first one of these blessings is that waiting brings strength and stability. Isaiah 40:31, we're all very familiar with this passage, probably one of the most beloved passages on waiting. It says, "Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." So in this verse here, we see God is pouring strength into tired hearts when we wait. He's rebuilding the inner man as we wait on Him and trusting in Him. And He's enabling us not only to endure, but to soar and rise above the difficulties that we face. Psalm 27:14 says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He might strengthen your heart." No, it says, "He shall strengthen your heart." When we keep waiting, God just continues to strengthen us. First, the second point is that waiting brings safety and security. And back to Psalm 33, which we looked at earlier in verses 18 to 20, it says, "The eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His mercy. He is our help and our shield." Psalm 62, 6 and 7 adds, "He only is my rock and my salvation. My refuge is in God." So in a world full of fear, which we all face, fear of the future, fear of illness, fear of failure, fear of evil, fear of uncertainty, God promises security to those of us who wait on him. In the difficult times, he is always faithful. And our waiting keeps us behind God's shield. When we charge ahead and try and do things in our own strength, we expose ourselves to potentially doing the wrong thing, making the wrong decision, or the enemy tripping us up. But when we stay back, allowing God to lead us, we're in his safety, we're in his care. So to wait on the Lord is to remain fastened to or behind the rock, the anchor, stable, grounded, guarded there. And he protects those of us who refused to run ahead against his will. Thirdly, waiting brings direction and joy. Psalm 40, verses 1 and 2 says, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He lifted me up, set my feet on a rock, and established my steps." So God's promise is this: if you wait, he will direct your steps. We all know those verses in Proverbs chapter 3, 4, 5, and 6. I won't quote them, but we are familiar with those about waiting on God, looking for his direction and his guidance. Psalm 40, verse 3 then says, "He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God." So waiting doesn't just lead to answers. It leads eventually, well, it should, to worship. As we recognize God's leading and direction in our lives, we thank him for directing us. And as we go through the trials and we're strengthened and we see God's working in our lives, it causes us to respond back to the Lord in worship and thankfulness and praise. God refreshes our hearts. He replaces those worries and those anxieties that we have about things with praise. He gives us a new song and joy that can spill over and bless others. And then the psalm says, many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. So then our waiting becomes a testimony to other people who are watching us during the difficult times that we're going through. It becomes our evangelism even to our neighbors when they see us going through difficult times and being patient and waiting in the Lord, and they see, how do we respond? Are we calm? Are we trusting in the Lord? Do they ask questions about why can you be so calm in this situation? And these speak to unbelievers, and that should speak to each one of us too as we see how people respond. Well, we don't have to be, we don't live in chaos like the world does. We have a God who is faithful and grounded, and so when we wait on him, we're strengthened, and that should flow out of us to others around us. And then it draws others to Christ as a result of that. So in conclusion, there's a beautiful work that God does in waiting. As difficult as it is and as hard as it is to accept sometimes, David says, "My eyes fail while I wait for my God." He knew it wasn't easy. But while waiting wears us out, it also can build us up. Scripture reminds us and assures us that God is working while we wait. God is strengthening us while we wait. He's protecting us while we wait. He's guiding us while we wait. And he's producing joy in us while we wait. And so often, even though there are delays that are going to come, we know beyond a doubt that this is the Lord's doing and not ours when things work out. Psalm 30, verse 18 gives this precious promise: "Therefore the Lord will wait, that he may be gracious to you. Blessed are those who wait for him." So God waits so that he can be gracious to us. We learn to trust in him so he can show us his graciousness, so we can learn to appreciate that more. He waits so that his deliverance will be unmistakably his. We know that this can only be an act of God that this happened. And so it builds our trust in him for the next time circumstances come our way. He waits so that we can see his mercy in our lives. And finally, he waits so that he can be exalted, so that we bring praise and glorify God for who he is. So we will all face uncertainties. We will all face difficulties with our families, with our health, with our future, with our workplaces, whatever it may be. But listen to the word of the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Keep trusting. Keep expecting. Keep quieting your heart. Keep being patient, because the God that we're waiting on, This one who reveals himself to us in Scripture is faithful, he is sovereign, he is good, and he is worth the wait. And again, Psalm 27, verse 14, wonderful verse of encouragement for us as we wait. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Maybe I'll just close in a little word of prayer. Father, we just thank you for the promises of your word. We thank you for your faithfulness to us and that we have a God who is with us in all of the circumstances of life. And Father, teach us to wait on you. Strengthen our hearts, quiet our spirits, and fill us with hope as we trust your perfect timing. Father, we ask that you would just help us to learn the lessons of your word, that we might show your work in our lives to those around us, and that we would give praise and honor to you for your goodness and all these things. And we give you thanks for this and ask again for your help in the Son, the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.